B-Pod Studios.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Give everyone a sense of what this day now is like for the Patriots as they will play in Kansas City tonight.
22-hour workday, Greeny. You know, they were up early for testing at the stadium this morning. The buses headed to two different airports, because you mentioned it. They're taking two different planes to Kansas City. They're going to check into a hotel for about 3 hours, then head to Arrowhead Stadium, play the game at 7:05 Eastern time, and then head back on the two planes and come back to New England, maybe get back to the facility in the middle of the morning. So not ideal for the Patriots. I've communicated with some of the players. It's not, you know, what they'd like to have the scenario be, but they've sort of grown to accept it over the last couple days.
Long workday for Mike Reese and the Patriots.
22-hour workday.
Like us. Grinding today, man.
Long workday. So just say he's got to pace himself. He's got to slow down, Hardy. Hardy, you got a long one today, Hardy?
I had a long one today.
Long one today.
22-hour workday.
You pace yourself too, pal. Take it easy.
Pre-game coverage right here on the Sports Hub begins with yours truly, along with Big Jim Murray at 4 p.m. today.
A little reshuffling there.
So you've got a lot of meat today.
My best case scenario is
22-hour workday.
Pretty close to 14 straight hours.
Oh.
That's what it's going to be. I mean, midnight is best case scenario when we wrap, I think. And it's probably going to be later than that.
Well, it's not really straight. It's not like you're talking 14 straight hours.
No, but engaged doing
as
something
either today.
Either here or driving in the next place or prepping for it. I mean, we go on at 4:30 today, I think.
Post game will start a little earlier than normal, Hardy.
Oh, we have some information. Yeah, we have some less breaks.
Game's going to move a little quicker.
Oh,
less breaks from the NFL. We want to get them in and out.
Oh, they want to get done before the second Monday night game.
Or plus, as much of the game done as they can, probably.
Plus, we're probably running the ball a little more tonight.
Hey, if they want to get it done before the second game kicks off at 8:50, it's bold. I don't know that it's been done before, but they could absolutely play that game in an hour and 45, hour 50 minutes if they wanted to.
All right.
It could be done.
We have got a lot to get to today, including this game tonight, which I think it's going to be pretty sloppy based on from a Patriots perspective, given the weekend they just had. I know they've been sitting around, they're rested, but the chaos of the weekend, their final preparations being thrown into disarray.
A lot to prep for defensively. Now you, since Saturday, need to redo your game plan.
Right.
Offense.
And you got to get your quarterback up to speed. And I don't know. Let's see.
Do you?
Let's see how it looks.
6 years in this offense, right?
Because the game plan changed for what you just said.
I think the easiest person that can deal with the change of the game plan is the quarterback, because you kind of revert back to your old offense tonight, right?
Now, Brian Hoyer, I know, has been around for 100 years.
But there's no RPO. There's no running of the quarterback tonight.
But Brian Hoyer has never started a game for the New England Patriots. This is a first.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Jake is in Boston. I think he just told T-Bone that this is his Super Bowl. Did he say that? Was that a quote? A quote from Jake in Boston on a timeline of COVID and the weekend with the Patriots.
What's up, Jake?
Go ahead.
Good morning, boys. So I've heard nothing but Tom Brady trashed on this station for disrespecting the virus, for thinking it's above it, for those practices in the magic water. Well, Tom Brady doesn't have COVID and Cam Newton does. And that's because Tom Brady wasn't dumb enough to get on a private jet after the first two home games of the season and fly home to high-risk Atlanta for 24 hours with his seven kids like Cam Newton did. There is a tweet from @LarkLogan, LarkLogan, on September 14th of Cam posing for a selfie with a line worker at Logan Airport in that same orange jump or yellow jumpsuit he wore to that week one game. And then Tom hasn't been dumb enough to venture out to South Shore Plaza, taking pictures with fans without masks on, or in his case, with the mask dripping down below his nose. There is a woman named Katina DeRosa, K-A-T-I-N-A-D-E-R-O-S-A.
It checks out. I've looked into it. It checks out.
There is a Facebook photo from September 29th. That's Tuesday. And even better, if you look at the comments on that photo, Katina confirms that he was in the hot section of Nordstrom's at South Shore Plaza with his girl. Who's his girl? Who's watching the seven kids in that case? And we know Cam has been reckless and irresponsible, so maybe it's time to pump the brakes on the contract.
Has he? Is he not allowed to go to a mall?
For hat shopping, though? For hat shopping? This isn't going to the Shaw's in Mansfield.
I mean, we've been told he's been at the facility basically every minute of every day, right? And he lives by himself.
Not on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, the player's off day.
Not on Tuesday.
I feel like a hat is something you should not buy through the mail. I think you have to put it on.
Well, you got to see if it
and
fits.
Check the fit and see what it looks like.
Okay,
but more importantly, he's got the mask pulled down inside the store taking photos with fans.
Oh, he probably had the mask on. You post and you take it down, you lean in and take the picture. That's kind of what most people do, I think.
I don't think people are getting close to strangers and pulling down their masks right now. I don't think that's what they're doing.
I mean, you got to go for it. If you see Cam Newton, right?
You got to go for it.
You got to get the picture.
Stop it.
We
have repeatedly said that for this to work, players have to only go out for essential things.
Yeah.
Right? And they and their families have to do an extremely good job of trying to protect themselves. And there's no such thing as safe right now. You can take steps that can lower your chances, but there's no completely eliminating the threat. Do you have to go hat shopping at the Nordstrom on Tuesday? That's a fair question, because if it was Brady, we'd be questioning it. We questioned Brady, just as Jake said, when he was in the park in Tampa when they had closed the park. We questioned it when he was out there with his teammates in the middle of the pandemic and when everything was shut down. We questioned all of that. So you've got to question the same things about the guy who is currently your quarterback. You do. Do you have to go to the Nordstrom and pull the mask down for photos with fans at the mall?
Oh, that's an obvious one. No.
No, you don't. And so I don't think Bill Belichick's doing that right now. I don't think there are a lot of players doing that right now. So it's a fair question. If they're telling you don't go anywhere during your bye week.
Right. They're not
right?
in the bubble.
If they're telling you, but they're telling you to take extra steps.
Yes.
And I know it sucks because no one wants to do that. And so if they're saying you can't go anywhere on the bye week, what you're talking about, Zoe, is what's the difference if the family comes here? Well, what's the difference about staying on the bye week if you're jumping on a flight after games every week and going home?
Right.
What's the difference?
No, I agree. But I mean, it's like, okay, bye week, you bring your friends in or your family in. Okay, we want to go see Boston. Let's go. You know, you're kind of, okay, we have 4 days to ourselves. Yeah, I got to do the COVID test in the morning, but then I'm clear. We'll go have lunch in the city. He could be doing this anywhere. He could be doing this at a restaurant. Would it be different if he was at the hat rack at Nordstrom's or if he was at Chipotle picking up lunch and he leaned in and posed with
no,
what's the difference?
There's none.
You put yourself at risk wherever you go out in public.
If you put himself at risk and that was it resulted in him
pumping gas, leaning in.
The difference is that Cam Newton and any other player is going to have meals every day and they're going to eat. And that's like sort of a necessary part of life versus buying a new hat.
Wheels. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a difference between taking necessary risks and unnecessary risks. There's a huge difference there. So are the chances the same? Yes. But if you have fewer trips outside, well, then your chances aren't the same. Just go out for the essentials, guys.
Yeah.
Don't go browsing the Nordstrom for hats.
What's crazy is he could be back with the team Thursday.
Yeah, well, and this is why it's
good to go
the best case scenario, okay?
Yeah.
And this is how I immediately thought of it was, all right, he tested positive, but he's asymptomatic. All right? Assuming that you can't get this thing multiple times, and again, who knows if you can catch it again. But if he got it and he can't catch it again, might as well catch it on a week against a team that you're probably not going to beat anyway and have it be asymptomatic and get him back in the building, get ready for the next game. I mean, if it's just fate that at some point, someone's going to catch it on this team. Well, Cam Newton, you don't want him to get it, but if there's any week you want him to get it other than the bye, this would be the week. Why not? Did you have Zoe, I know you had a good feeling about them going in there and beating Kansas City
yesterday afternoon. Not yesterday. I said that at the end of last week. It felt like, you know what, maybe Kansas City's going to sleep on this one.
I did not feel that way. Okay. I thought that they were, you know, whether it's Cam Newton, Brian Hoyer, Jared Stidham, that, you know, they have very little chance of winning this game. Fine. All right. Cam's not playing. But if he stays asymptomatic and get back in the building, get back to work, all right.
Yeah. He might make himself more money by catching COVID based on how they do tonight without him.
Ooh.
Or
double best
show
case
that it's
scenario
coach.
For Cam.
I mean, it's who knows? Maybe Hoyer plays great and they look well and they look great and McDaniels makes himself a lot of money tonight. I don't know.
That would be bad for Cam then. Yeah.
But there's a chance that catching COVID could help Cam Newton in the long term.
Corporate Louth, looking at it from a money standpoint now. That's good. I like that.
He crunches numbers now. You know, his numbers.
Number cruncher now.
Budgets and such.
Got to fit it in.
Line items.
Yep.
Excel spreadsheets. PowerPoint.
What do you think Jim's schedule
TPS
was like?
TPS reports.
So when the news broke this week, Jim, what was your schedule?
22-hour workday.
How was your Saturday from a programming standpoint for us as a station?
A lot of phone calls from the Little League field and the softball field on Sunday,
617-779-0985. Nick is in Woburn. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Nick?
So I was just thinking, you know, Pat's game gets postponed and pushed back because Cam Newton tests positive. But I hate to be this guy and point it out, but a star player like Patrick Mahomes, if this was him who caught COVID, I'm sure this game, they would make sure the Chiefs, being such a star power and face of the league team that they are right now, they would push that game off. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
I don't think they would. They have a guy last year, Matt Moore, that sort of kept the thing running when Mahomes' kneecap went the other way. That team stacked. They can keep it rolling.
Yeah,
the NFL wants to keep this as close to schedule as possible.
Do you know what narrative bugged me over the weekend? I heard it here on Friday and then like on our show. I don't know who brought it up, but then I heard it again multiple times over the weekend, was the whole idea that the NFL – is working things around fantasy because they have, you know, such an interest in fantasy right now.
That was me.
Okay.
Was that you, Love?
Does the fantasy business somehow drop off if certain players aren't playing? The fantasy's there.
It wrecks leagues, yeah.
But
Cam Newton's the biggest name so far.
Does it affect the NFL's bottom line if certain players can't go in a certain week? Does it affect the amount of money they make in their partnerships with fantasy football?
In the long term, probably not.
Yeah.
But it's not good for the business to if a guy gets burned on week four because he has Juju Smith-Schuster in his lineup, and then all of a sudden that game gets canceled the morning of and he's done, he can't have anybody else in that lineup, then he might not play the rest of the season. Right? That guy might not play fantasy the rest of the season because he got burned once.
But everybody's going to get burned once. You know, it's not just a team. It's like, you know, certain teams or certain players and you owned. I give very, very little credence to the argument that the NFL wants these games and wants these players to go out there because of their interest in fantasy. I'm not buying it.
617-779-0985, the phone number for you. We'll get back to your calls coming up next. More on the game itself. Sony Michel is out, did not travel. What will it mean for the Patriots offense? That's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mike, we've been hearing so much about Jared Stidham. Why is Hoyer the choice for this evening?
Everything changed for Jared Stidham, Greeny, on the fourth day of training camp. You know, he went for tests on his leg at a Boston hospital. The test came back negative, But when he was back on the practice field the next time the Patriots were out there, he sort of faded out of the quarterback picture. The Patriots had been splitting the reps between Cam Newton, Brian Hoyer, and Jarrett Stidham up to that point. And then it became sort of a two-man picture. And so now with Newton out, they just bump up the number two, Hoyer, and Stidham is now the backup. And so it's been a slide for him, unexpectedly so. Training camp didn't go the way he was hoping it would.
Mike Reese talking about why it's Hoyer and not Stidham for this game. Diana Russini of ESPN, Mike Reese's colleague, tweeted this out just a few moments ago. I spoke to some New England Patriots players about Brian Hoyer getting the start tonight. It's pretty clear. They all feel confident that Hoyer knows the playbook like the back of his hand. One player shared the big stage of playing against the Chiefs won't scare him at all.
I feel better.
Chiefs won't be scaring Brian Hoyer. When the Patriots land in Kansas City in about 90 minutes, Russini writes, I'm told they will get a chance to nap and rest at a hotel, have their team meal, and a short team meeting before they head to Arrowhead.
Barbecue is good out there.
Brian Hoyer, getting ready to go.
You feel better about that. That's a hell of a report right there.
I mean, teammate says he's not going to be scared by this. Last time Brian Hoyer started a game, it was for Indianapolis last year against Miami. His team scored 12 points that day. He was 18 of 39. That's a 46% completion percentage.
Is there any way that this game is dangerous at all to Kansas City tonight? Like, nobody has given New England a chance here. No one. It's like the first time in a while where, I don't know, you could say you're listening to us or people calling in or just a fan of the team where you're thinking, wow, this team could get waxed tonight. When's the last time you felt that way?
In that start last year, Brian Hoyer threw one touchdown and three picks. The last time he started against the Chiefs was when, Jim? Jim, remind me?
January 2016.
What did he do in that game?
Four interceptions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Playoff game.
Hardy, you were saying?
Did he have eight touchdown passes? Because as long as he's 2-1, I don't care.
It depends how he knows that playbook by the back of his hand.
15 of 34, 136 yards.
Oh.
Okay. Very nice.
And a fumble.
Jesus, I was better in Jacksonville than that. I got my ass out of the league pretty quick.
That was at age 30. Was he 35?
Well, like a fine wine, he'll get better with age. We hope.
But Zoe said he was in great shape during camp, so.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. He's on TB12 method. Full go.
Does that have a some sort of plan or ointment?
Is he on the protect?
Or protect, drink to not throw picks? Is there something in there?
I don't know. I mean, Brady's throwing picks still. You know.
He threw a pick six yesterday.
Yeah, he looked pretty good yesterday. We'll get to that. Jesus.
80-yard pick six.
617-779-0985. Paul in Shrewsbury. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I hate to say it. Isn't it better... And obviously, we don't want anyone to get COVID, but is it better that Cam gets it now instead of later in the season when they're trying to make a playoff push or maybe even in the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, sure, you can make the case for that. Timing-wise, have it against a team you were likely to lose against? Sure, I could see it.
I mean, just get it out of the way, right? That's like what Gruden and Sean Payton said. Just, hey, we had it. What do we need bounce for? You know, what are you finding us for? We dealt with this already.
Shaw's in Winthrop. Hi, Shaw.
Hey, hi, Mark. Hey, Zoe. What's
up? Hey.
Zoe, we have a mutual friend, Mike, that you went to college with, your former roommate.
Oh.
Come on. I've been dying to get on the show. Swear to God.
Mike Anderson?
Castagini. You and
Mike Hobson.
Brenda, yeah.
Little Hopper Brenda from Philly. All right.
Yeah. Brenda and him were at your wedding. Anyway, just wanted to let you know, COVID, very, very serious. You can get it twice.
Huh.
It's bad that Cam got it right now because he could possibly get it. And the fact that he's asymptomatic, he carries it the most. He's he could give it to other people is the first 48 hours. So, and you don't know what lasting effects. And he could also get, later on down the line, get symptoms from it, like shortness of breath, coughing, things like that. So, yeah, not a good thing for Cam. That okay. Didn't need the hat at the, you know, Nordstrom's online works just as well. 2 days.
Yep. Does. 2 days shipping. Maybe you can find a hat on Amazon. Amazon
COVID
Prime.
Right, COVID bad.
Right? Get there in a couple of days.
I would buy a hat online.
Write this out. COVID bad.
There you go. Yeah, got it. Mike in Florida. Hi, Mike.
Mike? Yeah, I got a question for Har over there, who earlier said that, you know, if you're going to have COVID-19, what better week to do it than now but the bye? Well, if that's the case and this game's getting mailed in, and this is a team coached by Bill Belichick, who's done everything possible in all of professional sports, the best ever. Okay, why are they flying out there to waste the money? I mean, if the game's going to be so bad, there's not even going to be any ratings anyway. So why play the game? Because you do play to win the game. Because that's what he did say. He said, why not? The game's mailed in. Well, I think Belichick can come up with a defensive strategy to possibly, you know, who knows, and can actually have a real running game, maybe. That's what they do. Ground and pound. Welcome to the 1980s.
Good call.
Wow.
You're right. They could have taken the pass. They could have declined the game. That's an option, right?
A forfeit.
Yeah, they could have just forfeited.
They could have. We're not coming. Give us the L. Take the L.
Yeah, you know, far be it from me to ever offer up a positive slant on a story again, because even some D-bag Patriots fan is going to take it the wrong way and still take it as a slight. All right. You're right. You play to win the game. Oh,
play to win.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We still have the Sony Michel running back situation, so I know you want to get into that. You're going to tell us about what's going to happen with this offense tonight. What are they going to do? They got no Sony, but they got Damian Harris.
Well, I mean, in fact, Hoyer feels really good, and he's not afraid of Kansas City. And
this guy, you feeling good?
Well, I mean, you don't have a couple. You know, I mean, Andy Reid's played against James White before. So it's not like you're going to unleash anything new here. But if you're a better runner between tackles, this could create problems for Kansas City against the run.
Okay, we'll talk more about that.
Can't score if you don't have the ball.
More of your calls as well, 617-779-0985. Read and React coming up next hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Patriots.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is the quarterback going to run it all tonight, or is it all on the backs? So
it's all on the backs. It's an easy answer right there.
Did Sony just lose his job, by the way?
No.
You know, they say you don't lose your job to injury. We all know that's bull
crap. We talked about this last week, that it's an easy scratch game for him with Harris coming back. Hey, you got a little bit of a quad, a little hammy, or whatever you got? Take your time here.
But that's sort of losing your job. If Harris goes out and he's terrific tonight, you're going to see a lot more him and a lot less of Sony Michel.
Well, it depends what kind of runs, right?
Not necessarily. I don't need him to rip off any big runs.
No, but it's how he runs. I'm not saying that this, like, Sony had, what, a 13-yard average per carry? That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything. No. What if Harris goes out tonight, runs the ball 15 times, and averages 6 yards a carry?
What if he shows you he can break away once he gets into the open?
Either one.
That's how you lose your job. Yeah. Can you see three backs? Jim said it last week. Can you see three backs in a huddle at one time? Or four?
Not without Cam.
Not without Cam now. You're right. What if it's Stidham?
They have to change. They have to start the game plan Friday night, right? When they found out about this test.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's a whole new game plan without meetings, without running it in practice. Virtual game plan.
They're gonna maybe what run it in
the hotel
the
lobby?
Ballroom today. Like, is that even gonna happen? Do they even have time for that?
3 hours. 3 hour stop at the hotel, right?
No, but the 3 hour stop includes nap time and
yeah, you gotta get
dinner
them off
time.
Their feet. They travel, you gotta get them off their feet, get their heads right, get them a meal.
What are they gonna do it? On the field? They're gonna do it in plain sight on the field prior to the game.
No, they're doing the ballroom.
No, but we just went over this.
Yeah.
You just said they're gonna get off their feet.
I do. Yeah, but I mean that's what.
So when are you gonna have time for the ballroom?
Do it on a plane. I don't know.
run it on the plane?
You know what this affects?
They're not allowed to see each other on the plane.
Does this kill guy like Nikhil Harry tonight? It's like you don't have your guy Cam, and they're going to put eight guys, you know, in the box, stop the run. Now you're going to force Brian Hoyer to beat you on the outside. Can they kill Harry, win one-on-ones on the outside?
Maybe it's better for Harry. Maybe Hoyer will just individually be like, all right, you're doing a post, him. You're running yep. a corner, you're running it square in. Like, yeah, let's do that.
And just try and get open and
play with,
for
yeah,
you.
Play with house money. What do you got to lose tonight?
Nikhil, go deep.
Mike in Houston with a very relevant question today. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up?
So, Zoe, with Cam being out, if there's an injury to Hoyer, you'd be up next on the depth chart. Are you ready?
Hardy, you want to answer this one?
I believe that Zoe is now sharing that spot with Stidham, so...
Unfortunately, Zoe, it looks like you've been...
It looks like I'm here today.
You've been cut.
Oh, I'm here.
Cut or demoted? Big difference.
Considering Jake Dolagala?
Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Jake Dolagala traveled with the team to be the third string quarterback for tonight's game.
Which plane?
I don't know which plane. I don't know if he's a Providence guy or a Boston guy.
He's in the quarterback room, right?
I mean, quarterback room probably on that Providence COVID plane.
I'd run circles around him.
Can you imagine being the staff on that plane today?
Would they put Stacy on that one?
No, I'm talking airline staff.
Oh, like, yeah, I'm not serving him.
I got to work this plane today?
What about the pilot?
Are you kidding me?
Shut that door and lock it. Pilot, I'm good. You lock that door. Keep that triple bar you put through there. Yeah. Keep that locked.
Grab your bottled water on the way on board, because we are not coming through the cabin on this flight. Figure out how to buckle up your own seatbelt. There will be no safety run-through. FAA be damned.
You know what? That's the nice thing. You don't have to do those run-throughs. They just show you a video on the charters. Like,
yeah. John and Brewster. Hi, John.
Hey. Cape guy.
John, you there? Going once. Go.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but I think the Patriots really got this fuzzy end of the lollipop on this one, having to go in one day and play in Kansas City. But, you know, this game is pro sports. And it's money driven, and it's television contracts with a capital T. I've been watching pro football since I'm 11 years old.
Me too.
Excellent.
I wish I had some alcohol.
I don't think he was done, Beetle.
Is he still there? No, I think he was.
No, I think.
You have any alcohol in that room?
I think he was mid thought.
About 48 seconds in, I think that
T-bone.
Was.
T-Bone. Can you get him back?
T-Bone, can you go?
Because
to-
no, we got on. The fuzzy end of the lollipop.
Hold
11
on.
Years old.
Serious question.
What?
Did the Patriots somehow get a raw deal, or as he put it, the fuzzy end of the lollipop? I can't say I've ever heard that before, but did they get a bad deal on this for having to fly day of game and play the game?
Feels like it.
Really?
A little bit. Like, that sucks for a player. Yeah. You would rather be the home team, sitting there waiting for that team to travel all day and get here. Remember when we'd laugh at the teams like Baltimore or Houston, they'd get stuck in traffic or a delay? We'd laugh at little 35-minute delays in traffic at teams. Ah, look at you. Competitive advantage.
But isn't this the same thing we said is just part of the unfairness of playing in a year like this? There will be situations
Steelers got a raw
deal. Not ideal.
There.
The Steelers all of a sudden have a week 4 bye week.
Yeah, they don't want that. But it's a raw deal.
And it was on short notice. It wasn't like they could shut it down.
Even though you accept it, and the Patriots accept this, and they know it, they know they have to do this, it still is a raw deal. It's a raw deal. You don't have your quarterback. You know, you've got a new game plan in 2 days. Of course it's a raw deal. Yeah.
But somehow, like, they're being treated unfairly by the league, or they're a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, you know what the league did, so let's get Cam Newton to test positive. It is interesting.
He's the only one that has it.
And that's barking it that out. The league is somehow conspiring against the Patriots to play this game tonight.
Yeah, they don't want Kansas City to lose. They want them going defeated.
I understand that you can't see it, Beetle, but it makes a lot of sense to me when you factor in the lollipop. How amazing is it that he's the only positive test, though?
Is John back? Did John have another thought?
As boisterous as he is, in your face as he is, he's the guy that lights the room up. People love being around him. It's amazing. He's the only one that has it. It is. For now.
I mean, a couple of trips to the mall aside, he didn't do anything else. He's at the facility or he's at home.
Nobody works harder.
And so he's around the facility a lot.
Can't beat him in. He's in at 5:30, 6 o'clock every day.
And he's the only positive test.
That's amazing.
It is.
Touching everything.
There's your you want a conspiracy. There's your conspiracy.
I think the Patriots really got this fuzzy end of the lollipop on this one.
Well, yeah, he's been watching since he was 11. So he would know. Fuzzy. Have you ever heard that before?
The fuzzy end of the lollipop?
Call Tony. See if he's ever heard that.
Have you ever heard that before?
See, the problem with that is the other end is just the stick. So,
well, if you lick the stick long enough and it turns to fuzz.
I think you just say that you got a fuzzy lollipop.
Well, what if you drop the lollipop on the floor in your car?
Lollipop.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
I mean, would you want the other end of the lollipop?
Do you want it?
No. It's just a stick on the other end. There's nothing to lick.
Is it fuzzy?
It's not fuzzy, but you don't want it.
You ever see them spiral long ones? Those lollipops? Like the long stick ones?
Oh, you can't split a lollipop is what I'm saying.
Is there anything in the middle of that lollipop?
Like the middle of a Tootsie Roll?
How many licks?
How many licks?
The world may never know.
617-779-0985. The league will be investigating the New England Patriots. I'll tell you about that coming up right after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But I think the Patriots really got this fuzzy end of the lollipop on this one.
I can tell you one thing. It's not going to happen to me again, ever. I'm tired of getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop.
That's from Some Like It Hot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But I think the Patriots really got this fuzzy end of the lollipop on this one.
I can tell you one thing. It's not going to happen to me again, ever. I'm tired of getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop.
That's from Some Like It Hot. A million people have called.
I phone lit up. Two
a
old people.
A million people.
Two old people from Rentham.
Not one I've ever heard.
Easy saying. Yep.
So
generational.
I think I was supposed to watch that in college. It's like, you know, a classic film, right? Jack Lemmon. Some Like It Hot. Who else is in it? They're in drag, aren't they?
What am I hearing?
What are you watching, Hardy?
What is going on?
Well, it sounds like a highlight out there in the background.
Sounds like Kansas City.
Oh, it's gone now.
Touchdown, Raiders.
Jensen.
I can tell you one thing. It's not going to happen to me again, ever. I'm tired of getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop.
That's good acting right there. That's really
the
good
best.
Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, Marilyn Monroe. Mm.
Well, then, there it is. The NFL has already visited New England to investigate potential breaches of protocol. This according to Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk, who reported over the weekend, this came out yesterday, per a league source, the NFL promptly launched an investigation into whether the Patriots complied with all relevant protocols. There hadn't even been a second positive in New England, which makes it a bit strange, to say the least, that the NFL moved so quickly. It's unclear whether the NFL has also launched an investigation in Kansas City regarding its single positive test.
Well, you'd have to, right?
Generated by practice squad quarterback Jordan Te'amu. Is that how you say that?
Te'amu. Love means love.
Te'amu.
Te'amu. Madonna had a song about that.
Te'amu. Yeah, it's spelled. Te'amu. It's not spelled.
La Isla Bonita.
It says, the situation suggests that the league doesn't plan to screw around when it comes to looking for ways to place blame on teams that have outbreaks.
Well, I think investigation is a strong word. It's a strong word here. I think, you know, what's going on in Tennessee, you know, 20 people that have it, they're getting their asses investigated. Like, I think it's a standard inquiry, right? Okay, let's see. Let's take a peek into what is your protocols and how stringent are you compared to other clubs?
Mike Florio raises a good point, though, at the end of this. He says, although it makes sense to investigate all teams with or without outbreaks, the league seems more focused on more reactive approaches, looking for violations only after positive tests happen, even if the violations didn't necessarily caught the positive. That's a weird sentence. He screwed that one up. But anyway.
Yeah.
He's saying, well, why are you only investigating where they're positive? Why don't you just make sure that everyone's doing the right
thing? Let's do the quiet checks. Yeah, let's just show up one day. Hey, we're going to inspect. We're going to have a little inspection today.
When I saw this news over the weekend, though, I didn't react to it. It feels standard, right?
I'd assume
the same thing is going on in Kansas City.
Well, people are like, oh, my God, New England Patriots investigation. Here we go again. I just think it's an overreaction.
Do you think the NFL investigators are snooping around the Nordstrom's at South Shore Plaza today? Think they're over there interviewing the people in the hat section?
No.
I mean, how far does that go? They come in and check the facility. Let's say, you know, the Patriots have done every single thing right with spacing and masks and hand sanitation and all this stuff, right, that has gone on there. They've done everything. They've got the lockers separated. They've got the plexiglass. They do everything right. What if they come in and they find that, wow, the Patriots got a really good system here?
Yeah,
as we've heard from team captains, you know, Devin McCourty has talked about how confident he is and how the Patriots have handled it.
Sure.
Right? A guy that would not be afraid to speak out if he thought it was less than appropriate. So they may come and find that everything is top-notch here in the building, but they can't control their players once they go home.
It actually was one rogue employee this time.
Mm.
That's right. This time, it was one rogue employee who went out to the store.
That's right.
In a private jet.
Well, we don't know if it was private.
Oh, it's obviously
there's
private.
Nothing.
That's what Jake said. Yeah.
That's what Jake said. But the tweet does not say whether or not it is a private plane or not.
Picture looks like that's the guy on the tarmac, and he's getting. When you get on the private planes, you're not going down runway.
Wouldn't more people have seen it by now? Though, wouldn't this be out there if it wasn't private?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because the private place in Logan, you have to go to a different facility where you check in.
The tweet was from September 14th, and it says, after his impressive debut with the post-Brady Patriots, Cam Newton had a jet to catch. Here he is taking a selfie with one of our line technicians, and it's hashtag KBOS, which is K-Boss, which is Logan Airport.
Yeah.
It says, what a cool thing to do, and they'll all say he's a really nice guy. I missed him by a couple of hours, maybe next time. And it's a picture of Cam taking a selfie with someone who works in transportation. I don't know if it's someone who works at the airport or not.
Yeah, but he's got the vest on, the neon vest.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know who it is exactly he works for, but he's taking a picture with Cam. side by side, taking a selfie. Nobody's got any masks.
So you played at 1 o'clock, your debut, and then you caught a flight. Does he have some deal where he doesn't have to be there on Mondays?
It brings up another football question.
Same suit on, right? He has the same suit?
Yeah, the yellow suit.
Yeah, the Easter suit, the resurrection suit, he said. That's what he called it, right?
Does that mean that he does not come into work on Mondays in New England? Is that part of the deal?
Because you're not taking a private flight down, and then you're going to turn around a couple hours and fly back. Doesn't make sense, right?
Or was it a Monday off day?
Not week one, bud. Not week one, but no preseason. I don't think they... You ain't giving the victory Mondays yet.
No victory Mondays yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that was one tweet. That goes back a few weeks. Another more recent tweet was from last Tuesday. Cam Newton in the plaza shopping for hats at Nordstrom.
I think he went to Auntie Annie's.
Get a pretzel? Place.
Yeah.
Are they vegan? He eats vegan.
Yeah, there's no meat in that.
I don't know if there's eggs. I don't know. I don't know what's in those.
Butter on them? No butter? Get them with no butter?
Well, then why even get one?
I'm going to find out. Just Auntie Anne's, right?
Auntie Anne's.
Get them with no butter. They got a spray of water to get the salt.
Didn't you used to work there?
Didn't you used to have like a cinnamon butter?
Don't you know how to make the pretzel? You do that twist.
Yeah, roll it out and boom.
How much did you stuff your face there, Lauf?
Oh, we used to make all sorts of stuff, like little, take the pretzel dough, make little pizzas in the oven.
Yeah.
600-degree oven, that thing cooks no time.
Many lucky owner. Of their big, soft, doughy, twisted pretzels are dairy-free and vegan when ordered without butter.
Called it.
So you got to spray the water on it just to get the salt to stick to the pretzel, because you can't put the butter on to get the salt to stick.
Pretzel maker Louth knows all these details.
I could see Louth working
that at... That was like 25 years ago. Who knows now?
I could also see him as an employee at Hot Dog on a Stick. You know, with the multicolored hat and like up and down making the lemonade. And they're doing the big buckets.
Oh, we had lemonade there too. I had to crush the lemons every week.
Yeah. Lemon crusher.
Is that what you called it? T-Bone, you crush any lemons this weekend?
There it is.
Got a lot of questions about T-Bone at the softball field this weekend.
Well, I bet really? There were.
From the moms?
From the moms.
There is not a person, and I don't want to make it too broad of a spectrum here at T-Bone. I don't think there is a heterosexual woman who would not be interested in a heaping helping a T-Bone. I'm just saying. If you think that you might be in the market
to get him some action
for T-Bone, chances are you are. Name a body part. He's got it, and it's in great shape. It doesn't have to be marriage. I'm just talking a little.
Hey, now.
Okay. It's out there. Good luck.
Billy's in Scituate. Hi, Billy.
How you doing?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to say, I think no matter what team wins this year as the COVID, as the season progresses with COVID-19, I think any team will have an asterisk next to it. Whoever the winner is, I think the true competitive nature with not week to week, not having it's primarily like Cam Newton this week in New England. This could, play a role down the road in the playoff implications. I just think that the AFC champion or the Super Bowl winner will have an asterisk next to it for the future.
I don't feel that way at all. I think every team's dealing with it, and it's largely out of their control. There are some teams that maybe we'll find out as they investigate have been a little lax in terms of their policies, but is there an asterisk next to whoever wins the Super Bowl this year? Yeah, but you did it in a COVID year, so it wasn't all that tough or it wasn't all that meaningful. Anybody else feel that way?
Yeah, I would say it's actually tougher now than it was in other years.
Ask these guys
this
today.
Is way harder to operate this way.
I would re-say 22-hour workday?
Yeah. From a fan perspective, I understand it a little bit, though, the sentiment, because as I watch the NBA Finals...
Oh, it's terrible.
It doesn't feel like the NBA Finals.
Sure doesn't.
It doesn't have the same emotion to it as a fan. Not as a player. I think the players are going all out. But just from a viewing standpoint, which is the 99.9999% of us, it doesn't feel the same. I miss it. Who doesn't? It sucks. We all do.
It sucks watching these NFL games. And I think talk to you about it. Like, it doesn't seem like there's some juice in some of these games. And I don't know if it's the broadcast or... them just showing the empty stadiums and just you don't get the same roar. I know they're playing that ambient noise. I know NBC or Al Michaels did it last night where he said, we're going to do a series here without the noise. And it was kind of interesting. where you just heard all the players. And that's what it feels like. Being there for the home game. I don't know how they do it. I don't.
Bruce in Maryland thinks the Patriots are getting screwed today. What's going on, Bruce?
Guys, just wanted to say, first of all, fantastic show. You're world-class by any measure of sports shows on TV, radio, or anything.
That's far too kind of you. Thank you.
No, we feel that way. Thank you.
A sincere compliment. But now let me get to the point. The Patriots are getting royally screwed here, and other teams will too, so it's not just pure hating on the Pats, but there is some of that. Bottom line is this. We put in all these rules in the NFL to protect the quarterbacks, right? So you can't even play patty cake with them as you're trying to tackle them without getting a huge penalty. So we clearly value the QB and its importance. So the idea that you would force the Pats to play a game without their starting quarterback because he may or may not, you know, be a danger to others is ridiculous. So fine, if you're going to say he can't play, that's great. Reschedule the game, extend the season, and play it 2 months from now when it works out for everybody. But to force the Patriots to play without their starter is completely unfair and hypocritical. And the idea that they would be investigated in any way or any form for this is absurd, because there's clearly no one at fault in a pandemic and no one who really understands what's involved with this horrible disease. And it's just an absolute example of the NFL mistreating the Patriots. And I'll bet you if it was Mahomes that got sick, there'd be a reconsideration of whether it should be a delayed 3 weeks from now to try to let him play. What do you have to say on it, Serge?
I disagree with the Mahomes point, because I think that the team stacked and they rolled last year without him. I just think that the word investigation is just too strong a word to be thrown around here with this. That, I mean, if somebody tested positive here in this building, I would assume our heads here in the building would look into it. And you would, investigation is a strong word.
Maybe review?
Yeah. Little review. Review of company policy. Review of where the person's been. What is... It just seems like such standard operating procedure.
Maybe an inspection.
It's a pandemic. I mean, these players, the players' parking lot, they have two stacked, what the hell you call those? The mobile homes with people in full medical garb, and you have to go through there and be tested before you even enter the building. Then you got to go through another tent. This is not normal times. Of course it's going to be looked into. Well, what are you doing in your facility? We're going to come check it out. Investigation is a strong, like, again, what's happening in Tennessee, an outbreak should be investigated.
Is the league screwing over the Patriots by playing this game tonight?
No,
Steelers,
I don't believe that. And
Steelers,
I believe
the Titans went through this last week.
I believe if it were Mahomes, the same thing would be going on. I do.
And you got to look.
In fact, the backup situation for the Chiefs is far better than what it is for the Patriots. Far better.
Is it?
Yes.
That proved it last year. No, they were Matt Moore.
They were able to get by without Mahomes last year.
Yeah.
Either way, Chad Henne, Matt Moore. Is that much better than Brian Hoyer?
Well, it is when you've got players around him, when you've still got Travis Kelce, and Tyree you've got Tyreek Hill, and you've got Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, it's Henne.
Hardman.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Even
it's
with Henne.
Chad Henne this year.
Even with Henne.
I thought I saw Matt Moore on the sidelines.
All right. Maybe they're both number two, like the Patriots had Hoyer and Stidham early in the year.
That's creative.
Either way, I don't think they're getting hosed. I think, as the caller said, Bruce even admitted, everyone's going to get hosed at some point in this deal. Everyone's going to be put at an unfair advantage at some point, because this is just the risk that you accepted coming back. You knew that there could be some really bad situations that you have to play in from a football perspective. And here we are for the Patriots in week four.
Matt Moore's in the practice squad, by the way.
He is, so he's there.
It's like their COVID quarterback, I guess.
617-779-0985. Read and React is coming up at 11:36. More of your calls are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.